The National Science Foundation has confirmed that all of its accepted service employees will get a 4.6% pay raise for 2023. The announcement from agency leadership walks back an initial plan to give some upper-level NSF employees just a 1% raise. It was an attempt to ensure pay differentiation within the agency, but it quickly gained pushback from employees and the union. Here with more is Federal News Network's Drew Friedman. Hi, Drew.
Hi, Jared.
And who exactly would this proposal have impacted?
So this would have impacted a very specific part of the National Science Foundation. Within the agency, they have three different pay scales: the general schedule, the senior executive service, and something called the administratively determined, or AD, pay scale. And that is an accepted service pay scale, which means that the agency can set their pay raise each year based on what they think they'll need for good recruitment and retention for those positions. So at NSF, there are a little over 300 staff members who are near the top of this AD scale. They're called AD4 employees, and they would have been impacted by this now revoked plan. These are program directors who are mostly running science and technical programs. So they're in the mission area of NSF, and they currently make between $160,000 and close to $200,000 in their annual salary. The initial plan was to cap the pay raise for these employees to 1%, and that plan was announced to staff very recently, and of course, they've now revoked or reversed that plan.
Yeah, why did NSF say that they wanted to do that smaller raise in the first place for these 84 employees?
So agency senior leaders were focused on trying to maintain something they called pay differentiation between different pay scales within the agency. So if the AD4 employees had gotten a 4.6% pay raise, the agency officials said that they, in some cases, that would have meant that their pay rates would have exceeded those in the senior executive service. And the agency had argued that they needed to cap the pay raise to 1% to make sure that they would have that distinction between the two different categories of employees. And the other two pay scales at NSF are the SES and the general schedule. These both experienced some pay caps or pay compressions at the upper end of the spectrum. So they were looking for a way to kind of rectify that in a way that would have been possible, which means that it would have fallen to the administratively determined pay scale. But ultimately, they got a lot of pushback and they decided to keep the 4.6% for all of their staff members.
Yeah, talk about that pushback a little bit more. It sounds like they were getting it from both individual employees and the union, certainly.
Definitely from both sections. So from the federal union, their union is the American Federation of Government Employees. And that union, they gave a lot of criticism to this plan from senior officials. They argued that to do that all in one year was pretty unfair to the employees, and that it maybe would have impacted recruitment and retention for these specific program directors. David Verardo, who is the president of AFGE Local 3403, which represents NSF employees, added that the disparity between pay for AD and SES employees was unfair.
That's the first time they've done it. It's arbitrary. They just want to do it so they can parse out people based on their grades, not based on their job or anything else. Just they feel that the SES should be not only be distinct, they need to be distinct based on their salary. It's hard to understand, and it's definitely hard to swallow.
And that's David Verardo, president of AFGE Local 3403. And he added that this kind of speaks to other issues that are going on at the agency. He said that some employees have expressed some mistrust of senior management at NSF. And again, it would have impacted recruitment and retention of these senior level scientists at the agency. And part of the argument too from the agency's side was that federal employees didn't want to move over to SES because of these pay caps. And if the AD scale had exceeded it, then perhaps they wouldn't have had enough people interested in SES positions. But Verardo said that there's no shortage of employees interested in joining the SES at NSF, and he explains more.
So salary is not the only issue. People want to move up into different different parts of the organization to experience NSF differently. Salary is not the issue that really defines that move. They just want to serve differently and get a new experience. There's no lack of people who want to go into the SES, but salary is not the reason why they want to go.
And we're talking with Federal News Network's Drew Friedman. And Drew, I know you heard from a fair number of NSF employees while you were reporting the story and after you'd reported some of the stories here. What were they telling you?
There was a very strong reaction from employees at NSF. Some who would have been affected by this proposal called it a betrayal. They called it frustrating. They called it a breach of trust. And they said that in emails to the union, they talked about how program directors feel underappreciated, and there was a high level of what they said was disgruntlement and disappointment among their colleagues. Some did agree that pay differentiation could be a legitimate issue at the agency, but that, you know, introducing this all in one year wasn't the way to solve it. Instead, they said that it would be better to have this be a more well-communicated, transparent, well-thought-out process that was spread over the course of several years if they were to make this type of decision. And they added that the senior leaders should include a, you know, broader range of tools to make SES positions more appealing or more attractive for different incentives other than pay, perhaps.
And do we know when these raises actually take effect? Because it's a little bit weird to be discussing this in February, right? Because pretty much all other federal employees got their raises on January 1st.
Right. So it would have been the first paycheck came in after the start of the new year. So I believe that this would have been just all the paychecks going forward. But now, of course, it has reverted back to just giving the 4.6% average pay raise to all of their employees, regardless of the pay scale that they're on.
All right. Federal News Network's Drew Friedman. Thanks very much.
Thank you.